This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, How Buildings Impact Our Lives. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Houses can be headaches, major ones. Reporter Peter Crimmins found that out when he bought a fixer-upper that required a lot more fixing than he had bargained for.
When my wife and I looked at a house a few years ago with a real estate agent, we noticed the hideous floor-to-ceiling mirrored wall in the living room, an oddly tiny bathroom, and the kitchen floor had a troubling slope. And I was thinking we can tinker with this, knock down a wall here, shore up the floor there, demolish and expand the bathroom. But my wife got scared that the house was going to require endless weekends of renovation. She took the real estate agent aside and asked if he had something more modern, something that wouldn't steal away her husband. And the agent said we were never going to find a better deal for a house on a block that was this good. So we did it. We bought it. The first thing I did was tear up the kitchen flooring, and there was a lot of it. Over the years, previous owners had decided to keep putting down new linoleum without taking off the old. So there were six layers of flooring down there. And when I got to the bottom, I discovered a much worse problem. The kitchen did not have a foundation, just stacks of loose brick in the dirt. Okay, so we decided the whole back end of the house had to be demolished, a concrete foundation poured, and then a new kitchen built on top. So it's pretty major. Contractors were hired. There was concrete guys, carpenters, plumbers, electrical, tile, drywall, the whole thing. In an attempt to control the rebuild and maybe save a little money, I decided not to hire a single project manager, but wrangle all the contractors myself. Dumb idea. Juggling contractors is a full-time job, not one to take on while holding down your own 9-to-5. I always felt irritable, always waiting for the next disaster. About midway through the project, my wife and I decided to take a few days away to go to the Jersey Shore, a much-needed vacation. But instead, I was in our motel room at the beach, wrangling contractors and putting out fires. My wife didn't have much of a husband on that vacation, and I came back just as stressed out as I had left. In between the contractors, I decided that since the house is just an empty husk at this point, it would be prudent to tear out all the old plaster. It was a century old, it's crumbling, and I would replace it all with new drywall. Removing plaster is a terrible, demoralizing job. What you do is punch a hole in the wall with a hammer and then slide a pry bar into that hole and wrench the plaster off of its wooden slats. It falls off in great boulders of plaster and a thick cloud of dust. You do that over and over and over. The ceiling, too, until there is a rubble about a foot deep on the floor. And then you shovel literally tons of broken plaster into trash bags and haul them out into a U-Haul box truck outside. The work is choking. It's backbreaking. However much plaster you carry out, there's always that much more plaster yet to be bagged. The stress of it wore at me. I couldn't sleep at night. I wasn't eating that much either. People at work started asking if I was okay. This was the summer. It was hot. And I would take a break from shoveling plaster to go to the corner deli for a sandwich and a soda. I was really skinny at that point. I was dirty from the plaster, and I always had a broken look in my eyes. The lady working behind the counter followed me around the store, worried that I was going to steal something. That summer, I saw my dermatologist for my annual checkup. As I took my clothes off for the doctor so he could inspect my skin, he gasped because I had tiny cuts all over my body from wrestling tons of broken plaster out of that house, along with old lumber spiked with rusty nails. And during this time, my dentist recommended I wear a mouthpiece while sleeping. I had started to grind my jaw at night to the point where my teeth started cracking. In tearing the house apart, I noticed some weird things that the previous owner had done. Inside one of the walls was a door. It used to be a doorway to the side alley, but at some point it was sealed over. And rather than remove the door, they just sealed it inside the wall. Now I'm building the house back, and I'm making my own strange decisions. I had to replace some bricks in the chimney inside, and I thought, let's have some fun with this. I ordered some handmade glazed clay tile depicting a bunny and a bear. They're now embedded in the brick side by side. If we ever sell this house, the next owner is going to wonder why there is a bunny and a bear inlaid in the chimney. It's a private joke between my wife and I. I don't think I could explain it. I'm not sure if I fully understand it myself. But it's our joke, just like this is our house, and we're going to burn ourselves into it, for better or worse.